understand. You, who have no Sinian blood at all, but many of us have long regretted the alliance of men and Sinian in this realm. It was bad enough that our beloved sister wed that mortal king and died by mortal hands. To lose her children to men's greed, one for money and one for power, was far worse. And no human peasant girl, no sheep farmer's child, is going to set a Teg crippled Drodigs on the throne. Is that clear? I have come for that sword, Paladin, which is none of yours.
Pox saw from the corner of her vision the king's squires group themselves near her, hands on swords. It seemed colder in the room, and every detail glittered. The elf went on.
It is neither yours nor any human's. It was made for one of ours and carried by one of ours, and to us it will return. Return it!
He held out his hand, commanding. No, said Pox quietly. I will not.
You would force me to fight in the Halveric's hall?
The elf threw back his cloak, his own hand now on the hilt of his sword. Pox kept her hands in her belt. No, I do not force you to fight. If you fight, it will be on your own conscience. The elf started to speak, but Pox went on. I will not return the sword to you. It is not yours. The sword belongs to the one for whom it was made, the lost prince, the true king, the one who shall rule in Neonia, by the will of the High Lord.
He is gone, said the elf. He is no more.
Amrothlin said he lived.
Amrothlin lied. The body lives, that is all. The prince, the true spirit, that died in him.
Now the voice was as pleading as angry.
We cannot accept that the throne be held by a hollow man, one empty of himself.
He is not, said Pox. She caught the slight movement, as all the elves reacted to that.
You know who it is?
More than the elves hung on her answer. Yes. Pox looked around the room, seeing humans as well as elves taut with suspense. I know. And I know that he is not hollow, as you would say.
But in Arrhenius,
began the spokesman. Pox held up her hand. Sir Elf, not all here know the name. I would not choose to publish it abroad at this moment, would you?
By the singer, I hope it is never known.
The elf turned to his companions and spoke rapidly in Elven. Pox could not follow his words. Then he swung around again.
You meddle in things you do not understand, Paladin. It must not be.
Sir Elf, you also meddle in what you do not understand. Would you question the High Lord's judgment?
I question any human's ability to discern that judgment. As for you, I have heard of you, Paladin. You are nothing but a common soldier, a mercenary, a hired killer, and then even lower.
Escariel stepped forward, his sword rasping as he drew it. Pox put out her arm and held him back. No. Put it by, Escariel. I truly believe it is as I said. This elf meddles in what he does not understand. It is no insult to me to speak truth, and I think his errors more ignorance than malice.
By fuck!
Aliam burst out. You cannot speak like that to a paladin in my hall, elf, whoever you are. She was never a common soldier. Peace, my lord. At one time I thought I was, and it satisfied me. Sir Elf, my past is past. It may seem